It's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters, and our guest this week, Dave Milligan, the National Association of Wheat Growers president, and he's here to talk to us about National Ag Week, and certainly a National Ag Week for the books. Dave, let's just talk about some of the things maybe you're doing to celebrate this week.
Well, I think a lot of people celebrated National Ag Week maybe not thinking it was National Ag Week, but they certainly have been going to the grocery stores and finding the importance of food. Certainly interesting that now we're finding empty shelves. And I think this is probably really interesting that people have probably come to realize that maybe they've taken a constant supply of food for a little bit for granted. So, I mean, that's a positive look at this situation. And, you know, these stocks are being replenished too, so there's still food out there, but it certainly is important, and people are starting to realize it, or remember to realize it.
And even outside of National Ag Week, I think a lot of producers, those involved in agriculture, may argue every week is National Ag Week. I know you guys have quite a bit of focus on several other big issues, Dave.
Well, trade is still number one. And we've had some wins. You know, we can't forget about USMCA. You know, we passed it. Now Canada's approved it. That's a big win for brought everybody, especially wheat. You know, Mexico has been our number one or number two customer now, and we certainly needed that agreement updated and keep that market open to us, and that's happened. Now, I guess the big news kind of helped drive the market is China's purchase of some wheat. So, certainly hope that's a beginning of a lot more that will go there, and they'll follow through with their agreement. It's good news for wheat.
Okay. Anything else that you want to mention this week as we wrap up National Ag Week for our wheat growers?
Well, as a producer, it was kind of nice to see it declared that agriculture was an essential business. We've always felt that way. I think there's been times that we question whether everybody felt that way. That certainly is reassuring to hear that. And we've been working on issues in D.C., trying to make sure that the funding's there in the CCC to make the tariff makeup payments made. And that seems to have been happening. We certainly are continuing to make sure that the infrastructure is maintained and that the trucking industry and the railroads and the waterways are keep open so we can export our goods and import our supplies that we need. Certainly it's vital to have that products moving to us and from us. And certainly I think there were starting to be a lot of things done to expedite that to happening. That's certainly good news for agriculture.
Thanks so much, Dave Milligan, your National Association of Wheat Growers president, with this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters.